So this setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX is something right out of an Indiana Jones movie.
Wow.
That's right.
Iconic.
It is. Setting the bar are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Of course. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to slip cannonballs through TSA, then you're doing okay.
Why are we flying with cannonballs?
Not only cannonballs, but stolen Civil War era cannonballs.
Where did we find those?
We stole them.
Oh, where did we steal them from?
That's why it's like Indiana Jones level.
I feel like if you're trying to do that, aren't we renting a U-Haul or something?
That's what you'd think.
And no, we're making a road trip.
This person decided to just pack it in their suitcase.
Easier.
It is. To be fair, you're right. You're right. Path of least resistance.
Long road trips. No, it's going to fly.
No, I'm just going to pack it in my suitcase. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wrap it in paper towels. They'll never see it. They'll never see it.
Definitely not going to make it heavier than normal either.
The TSA screening will not be able to tell what it is through paper towels.
Ball, right?
Or just, it's a wad of paper towels.
A wad of paper towels, too.
TSA officer who discovered it said, I've seen inert grenades and training munitions, but never an Indiana Jones-esque stolen artifact type situation.
Wow.
Which I gotta imagine being a TSA agent, yes, there can, you know, you're working crazy hours and all that stuff.
And you've probably seen some stuff.
But I'm saying the stories that you roll through after all the things that you discover, people trying to work through TSA and all the things that you just kind of like wink and nod at the people, like, I know, I see what's in there.
If we can kind of describe for people, if you didn't know
what a cannonball looked like. It looks like a grapefruit.
Yeah, it looks like a very
shot put.
Rotted, one of them looks a little like a lemon. A really, really rotted brown lemon. They're like about an inch long. That's it.
They're the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
So it's bigger than an inch.
There's a picture with a ruler, and one of them is an inch long. So maybe they're different sizes.
Yeah, there are different ones. But they were inactive. Apparently, they contain any explosive material.
Okay.
However, TSA would like to use this moment to say, cannonballs are artillery munitions and considered prohibited items on planes.
Yeah. Got to make sure you don't have too much liquid and no cannonballs.
And please leave your cannonballs at home.
They're not as heavy as I thought, though. They weigh about as much as a shot put ball.
Yeah.
So not too heavy, but heavy enough. And artifacts. They were stolen from Fort Morgan.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to slip cannonballs that have been stolen through TSA, you're doing okay.
Because how cool would that look on the shelf in my basement?
That's right.
I mean, it's going to be a conversation piece. They don't need it anymore. Why not? Don't let those intrusive thoughts take over, is what we're saying.
Right, exactly. Amy texts in, did I just tune in to hear Ben and Kelly arguing over measurements? This feels right. Are always confused when
you're
it
right.
comes to measuring. Amy, I don't know what that's meant to infer.
I do.
But that's definitely bigger than an inch. Okay? Okay. And Kelly's like, I don't think so. I've seen bigger. That's your setting the bar story.
You can't deny the ruler
on 99.7 DJX.